the industry feel that they're not really getting the coverage and the attention that is required here to let the general public know what the Irish state is losing. And this isn't just about this generation of fishermen. This is about generations of fishermen to come. This is about the loss that this will mean for coastal communities all around our shoreline. So what's going to happen is that we want to create a show and tell. We want to bring the vessels that and show the people how modern they are, the amount of investment that has gone into these vessels, the years and years of work that's gone into these vessels, and that this isn't one generation that has secured these vessels. These vessels have been built up over time, and until the public see what's after happening here, I don't think they'll realise what has been given away.
So what will the public see and where?
What the public are going to see is they're going to see boats, these boats that we're talking about, these families, these lives. We want to make this personal to the Irish public. I want to see that this isn't just about a deal. This has a massive impact on people's lives. And we want them to see the boats and the modern boats that we're going to be scrapping, that we will have to decommission. If we're, otherwise, these boats won't have enough to make a living and then go out of business that way or be forced out of business with these draconian measures that are being brought in by the state with regard to the hybrid laws that are coming in. We're facing a situation that we don't even know what a serious infringement is and the powers that we're giving to outside of our courtroom to state institutions such as the SFPA. The risks, you know, we are facing marine protected areas. We don't even know what the definition of that. Will there be no take areas? We don't know what other entrants into the marine environment, wind farms, offshore wind farms, how much room they're going to take up, what they're going to have the effect on the seabed and on the spawning grounds. We don't know how many more boats are going to be allowed into our waters. You know, we're only landing now 15% of the fish out of Irish waters. You know, that's what the European Union have done to our people. And we need to tell the tale. We're a population of 4.5 to 5 million. Like, we can't turn our back on our own natural resources and give them away to somebody else. We won't survive. So basically, Tom, we just want to tell the Irish people and show them in a non-intrusive manner. We just want to show and tell the people what's going on. That's all.
Where will this happen?
Well, we've spoken to the harbour master in Cork. And we're to settle on a date that will not inconvenience them in any way. We've been told where we can tie up the boats on the North Quay. And it's where the boats normally tie up when they're fishing for pelagics and come up the river out of weather and stuff like that, as you know. So into the centre of Cork City, people can come down and see the boats. They can witness what's going on. We're hoping the families of the fishermen will be able to come up and support their own. And we're inviting people from all over Cork or anywhere else to come and see. It's the last week of May, Tom. One day in the last week of May. So we have to speak to the harbour master to find out what day is suitable for him. We're flexible.
Is this a southwest? This is a southwest demonstration. Is there going to be anything else, anywhere else?
I don't know, Tom. We're doing this in our own home port of Cork. All boats are welcome to this. This isn't the south and west. It's not a protest. As I said, it's a show and tell. And any boat that wants to come and show their boat to the public, because it's the reality of it, Tom, is this. The mathematics tell you we've lost 20% of our fish. Our boats were struggling to make a living as it was. So mathematically and bean counting is the word I'd use, means that 20% of our fleet will be sacrificed just to keep the rest of it fishing viably. So that's what we're talking about. So you'll see, say, 5 boats. Well, pick one. One of them will have to go. So that's what we're talking about. That's the minimum. That's what it means for us to lose our natural resource. We did nothing wrong here. We, as I said, and I want to emphasize this point, Tom, we're down to 16% of the fish in our own waters. You know, that's a crazy scenario. And as I said, we'll tell the people this, and they mightn't believe it, but it's the facts. It's the truth. And these fishermen are very reserved in doing what they're doing. They're really putting their hands up here to the public and saying, please look at us. Please, please, please help us. Support us.